Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Man, dating is hard. It doesn't get easy. And the worst part is when you go out with someone and you don't hear back from the other person afterwards. And that's how we help you out with the 7:30 second date update. We really will call the person. We'll be the one to start the confrontation for you. And that's what we're going to do today with Dutch. What's up, Dutch?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Thank you. So tell us what's going on.
Yeah. So I had a great time with this girl, Alex. So we met at school. We actually live in the same apartment complex. We don't have any classes or anything like that together, but we see each other a lot, and we like do the whole like follow each other on Instagram and a lot of flirting over the months. And so, you know, I asked her out, and with COVID, you know, she said, why don't we hang out at your place rather than going to a restaurant? She sounds, you know, like she's pretty worried about it all. So
okay.
Yeah, totally. Like, you can come on over to my place.
Yeah, that's like, wow, all right, so we're already on date number two.
Yeah, so I was down with that. So she came over, and, at the beginning of the date, I was giving her a little bit of distance because I could tell that she was concerned, like I said, about COVID, so I was respecting that. That lasted until we started making out. So
she wasn't that concerned, man. If she was, you guys got that close, like.
No.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, that quickly. She dispensed with that pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we made out. It was good. Around midnight, she decided to head back to her place. And, I sent her a text message just to make sure she got back all right. And she just responded one word, just said yes.
Mm.
So I was like, that was a little weird, you know. And so I checked in on her again with another text. And I just kept on, you know, getting one word answers. So, you know, like I said, we live in the same apartment complex. So I just swung on by, and her roommate answered the door and said that she was in the shower. And I feel like if I'm being completely honest, this is going to come out anyways. We got physical that night. So.
Oh, so there was more than making out.
Yeah, there was more.
It's what making out grows up to be.
Tennis playing.
Some things happened, but now since then she's been just kind of ignoring you, and it sounds like she gave you the old "I'm washing my hair" kind of stand with her roommate. Then.
Yeah, yeah, which felt a little cliche.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, you're not out, you're in the shower. All right, so that was like it was a clear brush off, you know.
All right, Dutch, why don't we do this? And let's get Alex's number from you, and we'll call her up, and hopefully she'll answer, and not her roommate, and we can ask her why she's not calling you back.
Awesome. I just want to figure this out. Thank you.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your 7:30 second date update. We're trying to help out Dutch. So Dutch and Alex live in the same apartment complex, and they had a night together. They were flirting on Instagram. It sounds like they knew each other. She came over for a date, and although she said she was scared of COVID at the beginning, and they were sitting away from each other, by the end of the night, they had some time together.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
They had some social closing in.
Yes.
Yeah, they played tennis together.
Yeah, but since then, Alex has not called Dutch back. Dutch, did I get all that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, cool. Hey, so producer Danny tracked down Alex. We've got her on hold here. I'm going to pick up. Just don't say anything. Just kind of listen in and let's see what happens, okay?
Okay, sure thing.
Thanks. Alex, good morning.
Hi, hello.
Hi, so I'm John, and Jackson's here, and Monroe's here as well. We do a morning show in town on Mix 105.1.
Okay.
Glad to hear you're a fan. no, I'm just messing with you, Alex. Hey, our show does something where we try to help out people who have gone out on a date and they thought it went well, but they're not hearing back from the other person.
This is the second date update thing. Is that what this is?
It is. Are you familiar?
Yes, I have heard of these. So are you subject to one of these now?
You are. Do you happen to know maybe who you might be being called out on?
Well, there's only been a recent person, so it has to be him. Dutch?
Yeah. What's going on? Why aren't you calling Dutch back?
He's a weird guy.
We didn't get a weird vibe from him.
Well, you weren't with him like I was.
Okay.
So, I mean, okay, so I know you want the story. That's how this thing goes. I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was kind of weird that night. Like, well, we actually hooked up. I'm not sure what he told you, but that's what happened. And, I mean, I don't know what I could say on your show, but we spent the night together.
We call it playing tennis.
We pulled around. And, well, then Dutch put his mask back on, like, during the fun time, if you know what I mean.
During the tennis match? He put his mask on?
During the heavy volleying part, you know, he puts his mask back on, and I was like, this is strange. It was, like, such a turnoff.
Mm.
I mean, like, we had already been kissing, so, like, why are you putting your mask on now?
Yeah.
Then he tried to say some sexy things, but they kind of came out muffled. Yeah, see how you're laughing? Well, I had to hold in my laugh at one point, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, and I told my roommate everything. So when he came over, she was like, your masked lover is here.
Your masked lover?
How great is that?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Alex.
What's worse, nothing but socks or nothing but masks? I say mask.
Alex, Dutch obviously has been listening in.
Yeah.
Did you wear a mask?
I did put a mask on because I couldn't. So, like, I just sometimes don't know what to do. We had been making out, but it felt like I was trying to respect her fear of COVID. And, that's what the websites say to do. So,
the making out point. I mean, you can't get any more closer to me than that. I mean, we passed the point. I would have gotten it by then. So, why do you need to put the mask back on?
Well, there was a lot of, like, heavy breathing, and I just thought maybe, like, if you hadn't. I mean, I don't think I have anything, and, you know, you didn't either. So it was like, maybe if it's, like, too much breathing.
Can I tell you, we are not mature enough for this conversation here.
Alex is a heavy breather, huh?
We are not mature enough for this. You lost me at masked lover.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.